Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Crane bringing us back to my favorite blues, man. That's some serious blues guitar here. Welcome back to 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with Jeffrey Zabar, award-winning journalist, author of three books on being home-based. He is, he has been, he will continue to be, and he makes it look good. Jeffrey, thanks for being here. AchieveHomeOfficer.com.
Always a pleasure.
GotWords.com. RoadTripMojo.com. What else?
There you go. That pretty much sums it up for what's keeping my side hustle busy these days. So
check it out, folks. If you need help with your words, he's the man. For you need a ghostwriter, you need an article written, you need PR, you need a website, a narrative. He's the guy. Hey Jeffrey, we were talking earlier about your trip to this concert where they were. They turned what might have been a 10,000-person concert into a 750-attendee concert by being socially sensitive to the disease, the pandemic.
Right.
They set up cones and made pods for people to sit in and be in socially. They call it social distance. I don't know how. There's not much social about it. But anyway.
Yeah.
But what the thing I think we all need to pay attention to, the message to me inside of that is when we start really coming back 100%, when we can go out and talk and do things in life and not talk about the pandemic, people are still going to have to be sensitive, or at least some people will, and we have to. This is a burden that every business is going to have to pay attention to, isn't it? To be sensitive,
yeah, absolutely,
to what people are going to expect from you, and you're going to have to start. You're going to have to learn how to read cues. I think. What do you think?
Yeah, I think I agree. I mean, like we had said before the break. I mean, the promoter. I interviewed a number of promoters, and again, everyone's watching everyone in this industry, in the concert, and sort of festival and open concert industry. You know, everyone's watching everyone to see what works. You know, in the fall they had these drive-in concerts that went over well, and because people were, I don't want to say compliant, but people like obeyed the rules. You know, wear your mask when you're out. You know, where you can take your mask off at your car, at your pod, or wherever you are. So they did well, and so the promoter of this event said, look how they did it. This is what we can do. Let's see how it goes. And then there's events starting to line up to say, how can we do it? You know, we're not going to see it. Everyone will admit we're not going to see, 30, 50, 100,000 person festivals or concerts anytime soon, mm-hmm. but they're starting to open it up. But you have to read the tea leaves. You know, what are your people willing to do? And in talking to your fans, especially willing to do.
Well,
and you can read social and see how eager they are.
For example, that concert next year might double, might not tighten the pods, or they may, they'll do something else. But they may, it may be 5 years before they have another 15,000-person concert.
Yeah, and they may.
And they've
got to
take the pulse of the public, and I think we have to do that too in our businesses. I mean, I think we're going to have to. It's going to be a while. We're going to have to. It's going to take some time. Even when the economy recovers, people's sensitivity is still going to be there.
Yeah, and I think that's, I was talking to another promoter for this article, and they're in the summertime, and they're going to have a more traditional concert, and, people are scratching their heads saying, they're going to be able to pull that off. He's like, our front gate is going to look like something from Star Wars. He says,
yeah.
We're all going to have, wands to take your temperature, little handheld thermometers.
I hope they
to
don't
take
do
everyone's
that.
Temperature coming in. That's just what they're doing. And it depends on how you're going to do it.
But I guess I'm kind of making a point. Some people aren't going to let you do that, and you got to be prepared for that.
And going in, they said
you should be coming in. That's my point. Whatever your restrictions are, people should know that going in, because they were going to take my temperature in the building. I was going to go in the other day, and I turned around and left. I don't want somebody else taking my temperature.
I made look at that differently. I've gone and I've gotten my hair cut, and they often.
No, I don't
and, they, and they write it down. I think part of it also is a liability from the business owner's point of view. Maybe his insurance company is saying, you know, you got to take temperature because they're writing it down in a logbook, you know. And so, but to the point, they're all going to have their things set up. So they're going to have people with those backpack sprayers, you know, that you sometimes see fertilizer guys walking around.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here's my point. I'm a knucklehead about that, but the next guy might say, if you don't take my temperature, I'm not coming in. If you're not taking if you're not taking his temperature and you're letting him in, I'm not coming in. They may be the opposite of me. So that's my we're making the point about how sensitive people are and how we have to pay attention to that. I mean,
yeah, and you have to have it. You put it in writing, or at least you disseminate the message. This is what the rules are going to be. This is the way we're going to do it. And, you know, it may be that we then have a scan. Look, I've gotten scanned, or not scanned, but I've gotten, tested numerous times. And it comes up with a big negative, thankfully, on my phone. That may be the badge of pride, the point of, you know, the cost of entry is showing negative tests.
Yeah,
that's 24
see,
hours.
That, but that's a bigger picture thing that bugs me, though, Jeff, as you know. You know how I think about things. I'm resisting that not because of the moment I'm getting into that building as much as it is this becoming the norm. That's what I worry about. Hey, Jeffrey, good job today. Come back soon. Give us the website one more time, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com and GotWords.com. And if they're interested, RoadTripMojo.com.
Did you write up about the concert? Is it there?
It's right there, Road Trip Mojo. Check it out. And on the social, Facebook and Instagram.
There you go. So check it out. Quick break. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
We going out tonight.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.